pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Die Hard Eagles podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Shady Rays. SGPN is teaming up with Shady Rays for Shady May. Get 50% off your Shady Rays using promo code SGPN. Then go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/shady for your chance to win $500. We're also brought to you by the SGPN merch store. Just in time for summer, the SGPN store is a new line of mesh shorts. Use the promo code SHORTS at store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com for 10% off. Welcome, everyone, to the Die Hard Eagles podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Sean, Second Money Green, with my fellow diehards, Rob, Justin. The schedule has dropped. The Eagles have all 17 games. How are you feeling about the schedule, Justin? What was your initial reaction to the schedule, big picture take on the schedule?
I mean, I was excited. I think like everybody else, you know, we knew who we were playing, but, you know, when and where was pretty exciting to see. I mean, they are saying it's the hardest schedule in the league as of right now. I mean, this is with
maybe
everybody
at full
strength. But I mean, you can certainly see it. I mean, we have 8 home games, 9 road games in this situation with the schedule. We do have some tough competition, like the Chiefs and the Bills are in the mix. And obviously you got to take them seriously. So it's exciting though.
I like how you didn't include the 49ers, even though.
Yeah,
I couldn't. I mean, their over under was 11.5. Some places our over under was 10.5. Now, some of that was, you got to adjust the juice a little bit here or there, but still the fact that the 49ers are getting anywhere close, the same amount of respect the Philadelphia Eagles are getting, considering they don't have a fucking quarterback, is insane to me. But Rob, what's your initial, obviously we knew the opponents, we knew who they had to play. NFC is 9 road games this year, only 8 home. I had an idea obviously of who we were going to play. Now we know the order. Any big takeaways? You felt like we got burned at all, or are you happy on how things shook out? I know as an advocate of no primetime games, you got to be nervous.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to say. I think my my first takeaway is I need to start proactively switching my sleep schedule just to get ready for the upcoming season. But
crazy amount of primetime games, and only 3 1 o'clock, those typical 1 o'clock East Coast games, 5 primetime games, and maybe more. Obviously, maybe less if we get flexed out, more obviously if we could get flexed in, but 5. Is pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, 2 immediate thoughts. 1, I like that we play on Christmas Day. I love the holiday game. So that, you know, I was happy about. And 2, we definitely have a tough stretch in the middle of the season there when we play, like, you know, the Chiefs,
Bills, 49ers, Cowboys
Seattle, twice, yeah. I think, once before the bye, once after the bye. So that's definitely going to be the tough part of the schedule right there. You know, the other thing that just seemed dumb to me, quite honestly, was we play the Giants twice in 3 weeks. Like, why would they not spread those games out a little bit? It just seems to make no sense. And honestly, I don't know why they would do that.
Yeah, it is weird with the division games. I feel like we always play Washington early in the season, and then we always play. I feel like this is not two times in 3 weeks, but I feel like a lot of these Giants games are kind of, you know, saddled back, you know, in the back half of the schedule there. Takeaways too. We only have one Thursday game, and that is week two against the Vikings, and it's at home. So to me, and a decent amount of the NFC teams, I think like half may have had two Thursday nights, you know, between Thanksgiving or even if you count like Black Friday, that kind of stuff. And then for us, having our one Thursday night, having it early at home, I think is a big plus for us. Having our bye week before we head at Kansas City, I think is a pretty big plus. But yeah, I mean, this schedule of Cowboys at home, Sunday, November 5th, then we get bye week at KC, Bills at home, 49ers at home, at Dallas, at Seattle. That is obviously feels like the stretch that will make or break the season right there.
The issue with that KC bye, though, Sean, is the fact that KC has a bye before us as well.
Did. Yep.
So yeah, you got Andy coming off a bye to I mean, that's tough.
Yeah, no, I certainly not. I think another positive we don't have last year, if you recall, we had that stretch where we had three road games. Of course, the New York Giants, they have a historically comical schedule of seven road games in the first 10 weeks. Never has happened in the history or since they instituted the bye back in 1990. So felt like they got boned pretty hard. But yeah, other than that, I don't know. I mean, you know, having Buffalo, San Francisco back to back, maybe you would have liked to break that up. We'll get into it more when we walk through the schedule here. But like at KC and then Buffalo at home on a short week with San Francisco on the look ahead, I'm almost fine, you know, right now grading that Buffalo Bills game as a loss because I think it's going to be impossible to get up for at Kansas City on a Monday night, then Buffalo, and then at San Francisco at home. The San Francisco home game probably would end up meaning more anyway. So that Buffalo game to me, I may go 17-0 when we walk through the schedule, but Buffalo at home to me is jumping out as the earliest. Like that is just a brutal spot for that game. That would to me would be like the biggest. Just like how are we going to survive that game?
No, I hear you, Sean.
We got rare breed, Sean. Yeah. Masters rare breed now.
Well, he is. And he is and as far as like talking about effort in the playoffs, effort in big time games, you cannot say Jalen Hurts. I mean, Jalen Hurts, compare Jalen Hurts to Joel Embiid. I mean, right, Joel Embiid, we're taping this after the Sixers soul-crushing loss to the Boston Celtics. You know, Embiid comes on there talking about, well, it's just me and Harden and, you know, other guys have to figure out how to play well. Could you imagine if Jalen Hurts said that? No, you can't even, your mind can't even fathom that because that's how much of a winner he is and how much of a professional he is. When he, after they lost that heartbreaking Super Bowl where he played his fucking ass off, you heard him. Did he throw anyone near the bus? No, he owned up to, hey, we got to play better. We're taking this as a learning experience. Like he said, I'm sure the dude was devastated. He left it all in the field, but he really said all the right things. And that's one of the many reasons why the Eagles are better than this trash Sixers team.
No, I hear you, Sean. I agree. And like you said, we're going to break down the schedule here. So, I don't know. What do you guys have as far as your win-loss, total win-loss record here?
Let's get to it.
How conservative were you when picking through this, Sean? I am curious.
I think Justin has us like, you know,
Jesse was
6-11.
Yeah, Justin was really lowballing us with 10-7, maybe 9-8.
Well, I mean, look, after the 2017 season, when we went 13-3, you thought everything was going to be good again then in 2018, and we went 9-7 the next two seasons. So, I mean, obviously, like you were pointing out, Jalen Hurts is the man. We got Rare Breed. He's not Carson Wentz. We can lean on him a little bit more, but I think you still got to look at this conservatively. I don't think last year was necessarily a fluke, but I think you got to take it as a whole new season and look at it conservatively. At least I'm going to.
Well, here's the things they have. First off, I was considered a crazy homer. I think I had them 11-6, 12-5 last year.
I was like right with you, Sean.
Yeah, man.
And I'm real.
We lowballed them. Didn't believe in them. They, ended up blowing by that with 14-3. Pretty awesome season. And here's what I would say big picture when we walk through the win total. It's sitting at 10.5, a lot of shops. I think the fact that we still have what looks to be on paper, again, knock on wood, this is the National Football League. Anything can happen. Unlike Kyle Shanahan, I know, week one, you think your guy Brock Purdy's not healthy. There's no guarantee Brock Purdy or whoever you quote unquote consider your starting quarterback's going to be healthy week 13, Kyle. So I understand that injuries are a big part of the game. Guys end up showing out better, worse, whatever it is. That's why the league's exciting. I keep coming back to the fact that we still have on paper right now, a very good offensive line and defensive line, assuming we get something from two of the we got two high level first round picks to round out the Hargrave loss. If we can get a decent decent contribution by those guys, I still like our D-line a lot and our offensive line. And it's hard to build the pessimistic case without injury or some other catastrophic situation, especially considering the rest of the conference, right?
I mean, plus, Sean, we don't have Gannon. So, right there should put us at a leg up. I mean,
Desai, calling out, bringing up like Jim Johnson. He must have got the Sirianni playbook on how to kiss the fans' ass, because he just nailed it. He's like, yeah, we're gonna bring some intensity, a la Jim Johnson. Everyone's like, all right, we're all in.
He really did like hit all the key components in that presser. It was great.
I'm excited they brought the Kelly Green jerseys back. I've been an advocate for them to charge less for parking at the stadium. Why not just go full bore? It's pretty great.
He's gonna run for mayor next. That's great.
He's like, I'm thinking happy hour at the next game.
Yeah. I got Kelsey a keg. I like Sheets MTOs. Really just winning over the fans. All right, let's get to it. Enough of Dilly Down. Let's talk Eagles. Week one at New England Patriots, 125. West Coast kick here. This is the game where they're supposedly going to be honoring Tom Brady. We got to figure out how to get our boy Foles there. Maybe he can get his long-lost handshake. This I would also say maybe slightly annoying spot for the Eagles, because this obviously is I don't think the Patriots team is particularly talented, but this is a get up spot for them. Week one lines are already out. Eagles are a 4-point road favorite. This to me kind of feels like their week one road game against the Lions, where they're kind of in control. Maybe they don't cover the four. They win by a field goal. But I would be slightly worried about the spread. But again, you just look at the matchups, like offensive, defensive line talent alone. They match up really, really well against this New England team. I'm going to give this a dub. Justin?
Yeah, I gave it a W too. Despite the fact that they don't have a defensive coordinator running the offense this season.
That would have been great.
I was listening to Lombardi, pointed out a good point. This is actually a good spot for the Pats, because in order to prepare for us, it's tough to prepare in 1 week for our offensive scheme. But, the fact that they're able to look ahead as far as they can now in order to prepare for us for week one, it kind of puts them in a decent spot. Not necessarily that they'll win. Like I said, I think we'll win. But as you pointed out, I think it is a tough matchup, and you can't look past Belichick, even though I don't think their talent comes as close to ours.
Taking a quick break to talk about our good buddies over at Shady Rays. Oh, man, love these shades. They're awesome. I mean, they're great sunglasses to begin with. Plus, get two of them. Use the promo code SGPN. You get 50% off. Are you kidding me? They have an amazing loss and replacement policy. You lose your Shady Rays, no problem. That's right. You lose them, break them, even on day one. I don't know what you're losing or breaking your brand new Shady Rays on day one. They're not going to ask you a question. No questions asked. And we even got international listeners. They got you covered. They ship to Canada, Australia, New Zealand, even the United Kingdom. Go to ShadyRays.com. Use code SGPN for 50% off. 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Then take your receipt to SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Shady for your chance to win the $500 Shady May contest. And of course, also the SGPN shorts. Love me some mesh shorts. SGPN has a brand new line in the merch store. Love, I mean, to me, summer's all about hanging out, cutting loose in those mesh shorts. Just go to sortoutsportsgamblingpodcast.com. Use code SHORTS for 10% off. And we're back on the Die Hard Eagles podcast. Rob, how see you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't win this game. I mean, can't overlook it, but, you know, great. They're honoring Brady. Good. But, you know, he's not going to be on the field. And
not that we know. Not that we know. I still think there's a chance Brady comes back. Not for the Patriots. Possible.
I don't think for the Patriots, though. So, you know, until they show as an offense that they can get something done, you know, I don't see any way how they match up with us from a talent perspective.
As long as
we do what we need to do, this is a game that we should be in control and win.
And quietly a revenge game for our defense, not only to, I mean, defense, obviously complete disaster, Super Bowl 57 against the Chiefs, a good, like, hey, we're better than Jonathan Gannon game. And what better way to prove it than against New England Patriots receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, the guy who talked a ton of shit in the offseason. Not going to be as easy. Possibly getting open, possibly being held when Mac Jones is your quarterback. So a little revenge game for our defensive secondary. Nice little angle there. Next up, we got the Minnesota Vikings at home, Thursday night football. Oh, this is when do you think they debut the Kelly Green jerseys? Rob, did they debut it early here, first primetime game, or is it Monday, September 25th at the Tampa Bay Bucks? I would assume they would do it at home, but when do you think they actually break out those Kelly Greens?
Yeah, good question. You know, I think that would be a good time to do it, that first game, get everyone pumped up. I mean, everyone's amped for it. It'd be good for their sales as well. You know, I'm saying why wait? I mean, I wish they were our permanent jersey, so I'm a Kelly Green homer. But yeah, let's do it. Let's do it Thursday night, primetime. Cousins in primetime.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins in primetime, especially early on in the season. Our secondary did such a good job on Jefferson, did such a good job getting pressure, creating turnovers. I don't know. I mean, this is like Quez Watkins actually caught a deep pass. It was a I don't know. It's tough to imagine this isn't a good spot for them here against the Vikings. I'm gonna grade it a win. Justin, how say you on this game and how say you on the in general, when do you think they're gonna break out those Kelly Greens?
Yeah, I think this is good. I think it's good for the league, too, if we break them out on a Thursday night game. You know, they're always looking for those rating numbers. So I'm all for it. Why not bring them out sooner rather than later? I mean, maybe you bring them out against Washington week 4, you know, a division opponent. But I'd say bring out the Kelly Green as soon as possible. Vikings game sounds good. And I put him down for a W as well. As you said, the defense, Slay in particular, has played really well against Jefferson. And, you know, Cousins under the lights, you know. What's
Kirk Cousins
matchup?
In prime time. What more do we need to say?
Yeah, there you go. So,
hey, yeah, and Thursday games, they're tough, but they get a little bit easier early on in the season. You're not as worn down. Rob, we didn't get your official play, but it sounded like you were leaning W here as well, right?
Yeah, I think so, especially at home, the prime time. You know, our defense will have to come to play. They did a great job last year. They held Justin Jefferson. I don't remember the exact number, but it was an incredibly low amount of yards. So, you know, if we can put anywhere near that game plan together, and then as long as our offense gets rolling, I don't think their defense is bad, but it's nothing that we can't, you know, score again. So yeah, I got that as a W.
Yeah, I don't think their defense is, I don't know. Their defense certainly had some issues. I mean, they lost to Daniel Jones in the playoffs, so can't be too high on that Vikings team. So we got them all 2-0. Now we go at Tampa Bay. I don't know. Again, my conspiracy theory of Brady might be coming back. Why would Tampa Bay get two primetime games without Tom Brady? I mean, you're dying to watch Kyle Trask or Baker Mayfield host a Monday night game, and it's not like the Tampa Bay Bucks are a big market team. I don't know. Something stinks here. It is a Monday night game, so get that extra little bit of rest going down in Tampa. I'll say this. The playing on the road in Florida in September, usually tough because of the heat and humidity, but get a little bit of a break here because it's a, you know, it's going to be kicking off at like 7:15. This is one of the double Monday night games.
Oh, that's the best.
I was already upset.
Oh, Rob, we do have it looks like they're the early double Monday night. So kicking off 7:15 your time.
No, I was being serious. It's much better than the late game.
So again, I don't see how they lose to this Bucks team, especially constructed as they are. So yeah, give me a win against the Bucks, Justin.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Sean. I mean, I don't think Tom's coming back. I mean, you can keep putting out the conspiracy theory, but you look at Howell, if you look at Baker being there and Trask, it just doesn't seem like either of those. And I think Mayfield starts, but even if Trask does, I don't think we have much to worry about on that end of the field, as well as against their defense this season. So I would put it down as a W as well.
Rob? Any disagreement here? You're making a run for the Bucks here?
No, I got it as a W, and I agree. I don't think Brady's coming back. And if he does come back, I don't think it's for the Bucks. So I got it as a W. I just think we're the better team at this time.
3-0. We're on a roll. Now we got the Washington Commanders. Who knows what they'll be called come Sunday, October 1st. It's weird. We've struggled against the Commanders at home. Only regular season game Jalen Hurts lost last year was against the Commanders. I'm actually going to shock the world here. I'm going to predict the Eagles lose this game. A little bit of an early wake-up call. I don't know what it is. I just think there's been some times where it's the NFC East. It's unpredictable. I'm not going to have them going 6-0 in the division. I got to give them some losses somewhere. First L here comes at home against the Washington Commanders. Rob, how see you?
Wow, I am shocked, Sean. I mean, no, I got it as a win. I mean, I don't know what. The Commanders are weird because I don't think they're a bad team from a talent perspective. Like, they do have some talent.
But now you got Sam Howell. I mean, what's your take on Howell? I haven't seen,
you know, I just haven't seen enough. You know, I can't say, especially last year, I can't say like watching the Commanders when the Eagles weren't playing was like high on my, like, you know, pick a game list. But, you know, I think they're still in a transition, especially at quarterback. I don't think, especially catching them early in the season like this, that, you know, a rookie's going to come in and light up our defense. You know, that should be a game where hopefully our D-line can really, you know, feast a bit against them. So, you know, I get it, and I agree with you. Washington's played us tough, and we haven't played great against them. But, you know, this year in this circumstance, I think we should win.
Justin.
Yeah, Sean, I mean – wow, you really turned on this team quick. You guys talking shit to me, and look at you going against the.
How are you gonna get to 10-7, Justin?
Yeah, so so I was looking at this, Sean, and I won't lie. I mean, I think it's potentially a loss, but I couldn't get myself there. And you know, they got Dotson, they got Scary Terry. I mean, they're pretty solid there, you know, wide receivers. But you got Howell, as you said, throwing to him. If he's not playing at this point, which I think he's actually pretty solid so far, you still have Brissett as a backup. But I still, with those two, either of them at the helm, I can't see us losing to him. As you guys pointed out, talent level, I mean, Chase Young's on the other side of the field there. And same with Montez Sweat, but I put it down as a W still. It's at home as well, so I got to say we win this one, and we start off 4-0.
Yeah, I'm grading it as an L. Just a early wake up call for the team, for the roster, and then following week out here in LA, SoFi Stadium, I will be at that game, going nuts, bringing as many Birds fans as I can for the ride. It's gonna feel like an Eagles home game. Eagles have always played well here as of late on the West Coast. They have not lost a game in LA since I've been out in LA. 3-0. Two wins against the Rams, one against the Chargers, two in the Coliseum, one at that soccer field Chargers used to play at. And then I think it goes 4-0 here with the win against the Rams. So I think the Rams are actually going to surprise people overall. I think maybe a little sneakier than people are thinking. I think it's going to be a little tough game, but good bounce back spot for the Birds. Get the win. Rob, how say you?
Yeah, I think it's a win. You know, I think the Rams clearly are still recovering from that, you know, post Super Bowl era where they kind of, you know, bet the farm on winning the Super Bowl, and they did. So it worked. But, you know, I think they had to, you know, with the cap hits and trades and not having first round picks, I think they're still coming back from that. So I don't think they'll be a bad team. But, you know, again, I just think we're better and we tend to play well out there, like you said.
J-Dog, how say you?
All right, so we got Rams and then Jets and then Dolphins. So I think this is going to be, you know, our first little hurdle here with these three teams. And you know what? We got to fly cross country. McVay, despite last season, I still think he's a great coach.
Oh, no.
Stafford seems like he's healthy. They still got Cooper Kupp. They still got Aaron Donald. I think, you know, if we go 4-0 here, this could be one where we kind of let slip through, considering we got to fly cross country. So I gave the Rams the win here. I said this was our first L of the season.
Wow. 4-1
at this point.
Wow.
Wow.
In the world. Justin, are you and Rob coming out for the game, or are we going to do a hang here for the game?
I'm coming. I'm there.
To be determined. I'm going to one road game. I don't know which one.
Oh, come on, Rob. You got to come out. Rams. SoFi, we'll get the house in Hermosa Beach.
All right. Make it a time. What week are you coming to the East Coast for the game?
That's a good question. What would be, and look at the schedule, Rob, what would be the ideal? I mean, to me, the 49ers at home Sunday, December 3rd. The problem with the Giants game at home is it's on Christmas Day.
And yeah, that's not.
But then we have other than that, what are we looking at? I mean, Dallas, November 5th at home. That's interesting. What are we looking at? What for you? What's the ideal home game?
Good question. Let me just see here.
Does that mean everybody's coming here for next year's draft? So Hawaii, like, what's going on?
The draft is in Hawaii.
Yeah, well, if they're holding the draft in Hawaii, Justin, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Justin cut out.
I'm just saying to watch it, so I didn't have to. Oh, okay. Because you get...
Sorry, Justin, the Wi-Fi out in Hawaii, it's a little choppy.
I mean, if the Eagles have a game in Hawaii or, you know, something important.
I'm actually going to log out and log back in real quick.
All right. We'll let Rob and I break down. Rob, what is the ideal home game here? Like,
yeah, I mean, let me look here. So,
I didn't realize the home game against Miami is Sunday night. That should be a pretty good game.
I mean, that's a good home game. I think that could be a good game, and I know we're going to get to it, but I think that's going to be a tough game as well.
Yeah.
You know, the Bills game. That's a good one. What day of the week is that? The schedule I'm looking at doesn't have
Sunday, November 26th.
Okay, so that's right after Thanksgiving. So that's I think that's a really good one.
Yeah, but then we're playing the. It's coming. It's after that Chiefs game, coming off the short week. I don't know that one. That I mean, to your point, like that Bills at home and Dolphins at home, I think are probably the two most entertaining games.
I think that and the 49ers, like you said, I think those are the three, you know, the three home games. I mean, Dallas is always good too, but, you know, for something different that you don't get every year, you know, I think probably Dolphins, Bills, or 49ers, one of those.
Hell yeah. All right. While Justin figures out the internet, let's get to the next game at the New York Jets. Oh man, this is tough. I do think they're getting a little too much hype. I mean, I see the Jets are interesting because I do like their roster, but I just find kind of Aaron Rodgers annoying. I think he may be a little past his prime. I think, you know, you're just dropping him in there. Is it going to be a switch to instantly make this team a Super Bowl contender? No, but I guess on the other side, is he better than Zach Wilson? Yeah, I mean, sure. And you know, do they have some good skill players? Do they have a good defense? Yeah, you could say yes to a lot of those things. I think we get the win, but I don't think it's I think it'll be a good game. I it's weird. New York Jets are a weird team. I think they're getting overhyped, but I still also think they'll be better than last year's team, somewhere in the middle there. So I'll grade it as a win right now. Rob, how say you?
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I have it a win, but I actually think this could be a tough game. You know, Rodgers is an instant upgrade for them, even if he is, you know, in the latter half of his career. But I really think he can still have a really good season. I mean, he was what, MVP 2 years ago? So he's not that far off of that. And, you know, the Packers last year just really lacked talent. So, you know, it's hard to, you know, really put that all on him. Certainly it starts with him as the QB, but you know, this year now he's gonna have Garrett Wilson. You know, I know they signed Lazard and his buddy Cobb, and so you know, he's gonna have some playmakers that he can throw to. I mean, Wilson had a really nice rookie season, so it's not gonna be an easy game, and he's one that, you know, I guess my view on this game could change depending on, you know, what I see from Desai and his defense. Certainly,
yeah.
You know, if Gannon was our coordinator, I would be concerned because, you know, a lot of the good elite QBs tended to, you know, have really good passing games against his defense. So, you know, we'll see what Desai does. And, you know, maybe after a game or two, you know, my opinion on this would switch. But going into the season, again, I just think we're the more talented team. And this is where the schedules are tough, right? Because you can, you know, most people say that we have the most talented roster in the league, which I hate hearing because I don't want to get complacent. But,
yeah,
you know, so if you look at all these games just by talent of the roster, you know, theoretically, we shouldn't lose a game. Now, clearly, I don't think that's going to happen. But I don't think this is the week. I do think we win this one.
Taking a quick break to talk about Talkify. That's right. Talkify, dating done easy. You having a hard time meeting the right date, finding that right person, locking down who is meant to be for you when it comes to dating. Dating's hard. Dating's a pain in the ass. Thankfully, they have trusted compatibility specialists over at Talkify helping. Here's what they do. They screen the people before you date them. They do all the heavy lifting for you. They got a matchmaker. They help you with the plans, the date intros, asking all those awkward questions even before the date, so you have a much better chance going on a date with someone you actually like. Talkify is committed to finding your match. In fact, 80% of the clients met their person within their first 12 matches. Right now, Talkify is offering our listeners 20% off when you become a client at Talkify.com/SGPN. That's TAWKIFY.com/SGPN for 20% off when you become a client. Talkify.com/SGPN.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Yeah, we're talking about the Jets here. Rob and I both see it as a win, although it could be a tough game. Could certainly be a tough game. Justin, how say you? Eagles at the Jets. What are we thinking here?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I had to log out, log back in. You guys didn't want to wait, so I'm not sure exactly what Rob said there. But looking into this one, I was questioning it. I know I gave Rams a loss there to start. And then so looking at this game, I think it's kind of a switch for me here, meaning that if we beat the Rams, I think this ends up being a loss to the Jets.
Yeah.
But if we lose to the Rams, I think that's a big wake up call. We can win this game simply because, you know, as Rob, I heard the last part there. You know, I think we do have the better team. And if we have a wake up game, we can certainly win it. But if we go 5-0, I think this is going to be a loss. And as you guys pointed out, you know, they got some weapons there for Rodgers. And by weapons, I mean, I don't think Cobb's necessarily a weapon, but he's definitely a guy that he feels comfortable passing to. I think with Rodgers, timing is everything. So with him having the relationship with Lazard, Cobb, you know, is going to be effective. And then Salah is he's an old defensive coordinator. He's still got the tools now. You know, you got Sauce Gardner there. His matchups are pretty solid, especially last season. I think he's going to have a great season again. So if we end up winning to the Rams, I think we could lose to the Jets. But the fact that I said we lose to the Rams and we're 4-1, I'm actually going to give us the win here against the Jets.
So recap where we're at: Justin 5-1, Sean 5-1, Rob, realist Rob is 6-0. Justin, how are we more pessimistic than realist Rob right now? Is this offseason Rob has taken over?
I don't know. I like it though. Rob's like turned a new leaf lately. I feel like with the draft.
Well, I have said I do tend to be optimistic in the offseason. It's in season where the realist Rob really comes out. The Patriots game. Probably like first drive when, you know, if the Patriots get a first down, I'll be calling. Justin, you know, criticizing the defense.
Justin, since Gannon has left, I feel like Rob's kind of changed. I like
he's all smiles. Justin, will we hear for Rob calling for the return of Gannon at any point in this
season?
No, really? Okay.
Rob's stuck in his ways. He never even called back for Schwartz.
That's true.
In his worst moments.
He hated Schwartz. And then
there's literally nothing that could happen for me to call for the return again.
I love it. All right. So after Jets home game against Miami Sunday night, October 22nd, I actually have this as a loss just because I think we've had a tough little stretch here. I think our quarterbacks are aging. And I think Waddle, Tyreek Hill could get past some of the guys, couple big plays. Maybe we're looking ahead towards our division run with the Washington, Dallas, Chiefs coming up. So I think I'm gonna say this is a loss. Obviously, they could beat the Dolphins, but I just think situationally, well, it's Sunday night. They probably get up for it, but this is conservative, Sean, right now. I will grade this as a loss. Justin, how about you? Dolphins game at home.
Yeah, I mean, I think even though it's at home and even though I don't think Tua is the best quarterback, I just think Waddle and Hill are just such a combo with that speed. Their defense is good too. You know, Bradley Chubb, Xavier Howard, and Ramsey. They're a pretty complete team as well. Granted, like I said, I think Tua isn't the best quarterback out there, but with the weapons they have, I could see this being a loss. So I threw it down as an L for us. So I have us at this point 5-2.
Yeah. Yep. I'm 5-2 as well.
McDaniel too. I think he's a solid coach, you know?
Yeah.
The guy gets them going.
He's not bad. I forget. We were sharing some of those team videos. You sent the Titans one was really, the Jaguars one was really funny with them writing the script. Pug Dieterson, Doug Peterson was pretty good. And then the Chargers, they had like an anime one with a bunch of like hidden jokes throughout. And the McDaniel one was him vaping on the sideline, which was pretty fun to see in anime form. Rob, you're 6-0 Philadelphia Eagles at home against the Dolphins. How say you?
Yeah, this is the one I'm with you guys that I targeted as potentially the first loss. And I say this is assuming obviously Tua is playing. I think if he's not playing or, you know, is injured for any reason, you know, that would clearly change my view. But, you know, their receiving core is just scary with Waddle and Tyreek Hill. And, you know, I know our corners are good, but they're also, you know, older. So that speed, I think, is just something that could be tough for us. And, you know, we're probably going to have, you know, we lost CJ, quite possibly could have a rookie safety back there providing help, you know, in Brown. So, you know, this one does scare me. And I think this will be our first loss.
All right. So we all have us losing to the Dolphins here. Not ideal, but again, we might lose one or two regular season games. Next up at Washington, this to me, bounce back spot. We are the better team than the Commanders. We'll see what they're called come this game. We are the better team. Again, when I had them losing at home, it was more just like, you know, probably not going to win all the division games. We usually split with the Commanders there, but I think we get the win in Washington, especially coming off the loss. So yeah, give me the Eagles here. Rob, how say you, Commanders?
Yeah, again, I think this is a win, especially coming off a loss. You know, I just think we're the better team, and I think we sweep the Commanders this year.
Sean, you didn't think the Commanders were going to sweep us there? You didn't want to give both of them to them? Come on.
I like it, Justin. I like it. Getting chippy here.
Especially away? Oh, come on. I said we win this one as well.
Yeah. And then Dallas at home before the bye week. Maybe we get a little complacent. I don't see it. As we know, Dallas sucks. I think we're going to match up deep. The fact that they got rid of Kellen Moore, even though they scored all those points for that offense, they don't have any Zeke. He's cooked. Tony Pollard, bad injury. I think we match up okay with their receivers. I think the Dallas offense is going to really struggle to move the ball. I think we win in a big way at home against Dallas. Justin, how say you?
Yeah, I like what you said about us potentially being complacent. As you pointed out, though, I don't see it either. I think because it's the Cowboys. I mean, if we were playing, you know, a crappy team, non-divisional rival, I think you could get complacent and look past it. I think this is a game we get up for. We're at home. I think the Cowboys have a decent team this season, but, you know, they don't necessarily want to score a ton of points, you know, get that passing game going. So I think we'll win this one and we'll be, what do I have here? 7-2 at this point.
Yep. I also got you 7-2. Rob, how say you? Dallas at home.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I have the home one a win. I think quite possibly we could end up splitting the series with them, but this one at home, I think we win. I too think it was a strange decision to get rid of Kellen Moore. It just screamed to me like clearly him and McCarthy didn't see eye to eye on their vision of the offense. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if they're more productive now that McCarthy's calling the shots. I tend to think they will not be. But, you know, we'll see. But regardless, I think this could be a high scoring game, but I think we win.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. All right, then bye week now. The Super Bowl rematch heading into Kansas City. Kansas City coming off a bye. Andy Reid, always very good off a bye. Eagles, you know they got this date circled. They want revenge, and they will get their revenge in Kansas City. It just means more to the Eagles than it does the Chiefs. They get the win. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be pretty, but they will take down the Kansas City Chiefs. Little redemption. Assuming the Chiefs don't just ice up the field or whatever the jabrons in Arizona did. We really were able to move the ball against his Chiefs team. They don't have Juju Smith-Schuster, which according to him was the reason they won the Super Bowl. I think we go in and get the win. It means a lot to this team. Give me the win against the Kansas City Chiefs. Justin?
Oh, man, Sean, your PTSD, you're bringing up old wounds here. I'm not going to talk about it too much because I don't want to think about it. I was actually thinking it might be a W up until I looked at the KC schedule and saw that they were coming off a bye as well. I think just the travel, the fact that it's in KC, the fact that KC is coming off a bye week. I think we lose this one. I gave us the L here, unfortunately. So I got us at 7-3 at this point.
Oh, wow. The L. I'm seeing how you're getting to 10-7. Rob, how say you?
Yeah, you know, I unfortunately, with Justin, I have this as an L. I just think going into Arrowhead, it's a tough place to play.
I wonder you guys don't want to go there.
You know, Reed off the bye, you know, and quite possibly, you know, maybe we see him again later on. But I just think this is a tough one in a tough stretch of games, too. And, you know, I don't think we win out that stretch of games. And unfortunately, I think this is the one we drop, especially on the road.
Also, I mean, you got to assume that Mahomes is back on two legs.
Yeah.
He beat us on one leg. So they're probably going to score double the points now, Sean.
You would assume that. And I haven't watched the 30 for 30 special. Is he out of his chair? I know he wasn't walking for a long period of time. He said he would never walk again. Oh my God. That was just, they brought it up. They're redoing his contract in spite of the fact whether or not he can walk ever again. Very unclear. Next up, at home against Buffalo, kind of alluded to it earlier. I'm grading this as a loss because I have them beating the Chiefs. And then the short week at home against Buffalo, I think Buffalo snakes this game with the Eagles kind of looking ahead, which it's not ideal, but I do understand it. So I'm going to grade it a loss to the Bills here. Although I think we match up okay with them. I think we're going to be able to handle what they do offensively for the most part. But this to me is maybe just a Josh Allen puts a team on his back, gets it done. Rob, you guys had KC as a loss. Do you have them bouncing back here against the Chiefs?
You know, I actually am going to say this is another loss. I think this is a two-game losing streak. This is a tough one.
Playoffs, Rob?
Yes, we will make the playoffs.
Never know.
I mean, I'm only at what, my third loss here. Relax. Yeah, 17 game season. look, this is a tough game. It's the Bills are a good team, but they're an inconsistent team. So you never know what you get from them. Honestly, they have some weeks where they're so hot. Allen will throw five TDs. And then, you know, other games where it feels like they can't move the ball. So, I think this game coming in 425 game, East Coast game for both of them. This one I think is tough, and I think they get the win.
Yeah, Rob, I'm with you here. I give us the L. I think the other thing to keep in mind is while I think we're going to potentially get up for the Bills, San Francisco's the following week. And I think you alluded to this earlier, Sean, when you ran through the schedule initially. You know, I could see us, you know, wanting to beat SF so bad that we look past the Bills potentially. So I threw down an L. They're a good team. If we win, I'm going to be happy. But at this point, like we're saying, doing this conservatively. I said we're going to lose two in a row as well. One to the Chiefs and then to the Bills here. So there you go. I think I have us at 7-4 at this point.
7-4. I got us at 8-3. Rob, 8-3. And this is where the rubber hits the road, at home against the San Francisco 49ers, who hopefully, I mean, maybe we should go to this game, guys, just so we can give Kyle Shanahan's wife the fan reception that she deserves. I want to go to that game just to hold up a sign. I'm here just to make sure Kyle Shanahan's wife has a good time. And I want to personally invite her and just, hey, Miss Shanahan, a lot of stuff, you know, was said. I know you had a bad experience. We want you to have a great fan experience this game. You're going to get your ass kicked because we are the much better team. That's why they kept bellyaching about their quarterback. They got dominated both sides of the offensive and defensive line. I mean, Jalen Hurts, he was still kind of recovering from that shoulder injury in the NFC Championship game. I thought played like okay, had a solid game, but not like he didn't. Hurts didn't necessarily ball out. It was more just about the defense just not getting blocked by the 49ers. I don't think Brock Purdy playing would have changed that. You could put goddamn Joe Montana and Steve Young back there. I don't think it would have made a difference that Sunday. I got the Eagles winning with a little revenge factor here against the 49ers, Justin.
Yeah, no, I think, like I said, I thought we might be looking past the Bills of this game because I think it is one that all the players have circled on their schedule, and we're going to be hoping that everybody on their fucking team is at full strength so we can beat the shit out of them, stuff it down their throats, starting with Deebo Samuel, Kyle Shanahan, who wants to make excuses, including his wife as well. So I think we win this one. 7-4.
Rob, how say you?
Yeah, it's just so wild to me how they're still talking about
it. I know. Like,
I mean, one, you came into the game with a quarterback and you left our defensive end unblocked and it was a totally clean play and he got knocked out of the game. So, you know, why don't you blame your coach or the scheme or, you know, whatever he did that left our guy unblocked? And then two, you know, they also talk like, you know, Purdy is like the second coming here. I mean, he had a great run and he had a great first year, but he was what, a sixth or seventh round pick or something. And, you know, they're talking like he's the long-term answer and the next Joe Montana, like you said. And I mean, he could very well regress and not be as good this year and, you know, Trey Lance hasn't shown much and, you know, or he could be great, but I don't think they can just act like, oh, we have Aaron Rodgers or we have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. And without them, we would have blown him, you know, it would have been we were at such a disadvantage. So I think, you know, the Eagles have certainly heard all this talk. I think it's probably annoyed them just as it's annoyed us as fans. So I think the Eagles come in hype for this. And I think they do win this game, especially coming off the two losses that I just predicted for the last two.
Hell yeah. Justin, how say you?
I already did SF.
No, sorry. I was
I was distracted. So yeah, Sean, I agree.
Are you still do you still have San Francisco as a win?
Yeah, I haven't changed my mind.
I wanted to Now we head to Sunday night in Dallas. Do we make this the road trip game? Sunday, December 10th. Got a friend lives in the Dallas area. Sunday night football. Rob and Justin have been to the stadium. I've never been. It's just a disgusting
place. You had a chance, you chose not to go.
Yeah, my brother was getting married that weekend, couldn't make it.
More important than an Eagles game, apparently, Sean.
You know, we normally lose in Dallas, but I cannot give Dallas a win. I'm gonna grade it a win for the Philadelphia Eagles, getting the monkey off our back, getting a nice prime time win against the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think they beat Dallas and Seattle, these two road games. I don't think they get both, but I'm going to say I do think they get the Cowboys one in this simulation. I'll get them a win against Dallas here. We've struggled in Dallas. I think Hurts as well. Like some of it's been, he hasn't, well, he's only in his third year. I mean, crazy. It's only his second year He only had 2 years of starting. One he missed because they or last year because he was hurt. So I don't think he's even beat Dallas yet. He really needs to check that box this season. Rob, how see you?
Yeah, I told you before, I see us splitting with Dallas, and I'm going to stick to that. You know, this one in Dallas, night game. You know, historically, we haven't had a lot of success. You know, again, I just think these Dallas games are going to be a shootout, and I think we lose one of them. So I'm going to say we lose this one.
Justin, how say you?
Yeah, I'm with Rob here. I think we lose this one. I think we split them this season against the Cowboys. They're a good team as well. I think we do end up winning the division potentially, but in this case against Dallas, I think we split them. And yeah, it's away. It's in Dallas. I think that's going to be a loss.
So are you guys Lakers fans as well, or just Cowboys fans? You got your Cowboys starter jacket on?
I mean, we need a new NBA team after the performance today.
Oh,
don't God bring damn. Up the Sixers. not on the sacred podcast. All right. Next up, we got the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. A little bit of a road trip. Maybe they stay on the West Coast here at Dallas and then at Seattle. I'm going to grade this an L. Not that I'm super high on Seattle. I could just see this schedule-wise being a little tough here. The back-to-back road spot coming off a big division win in prime time against the Cowboys. Just a letdown spot against Seattle. You get some weather here, slippery ball, inopportune fumble, things bounce your way. They have really good cornerbacks, very good running backs. I could just see them, Pete Carroll, scheming up something that gives us a little bit of a trouble here before the home stretch. So I'm going to grade that an L. Justin, how say you? We have been in a game in Seattle. It was a fun time. Carson Wentz was a quarterback when we went and saw. They end up losing. There was a moment, I think it was they had some tight end screen. It was maybe to Ertz, I think. And then I got in this Seattle fan space. I was going nuts, and then it got called back. Oh, that was brutal.
That was rough. Just to go back to that Cowboys, to saying we would get an L against the Cowboys, Sean, I feel like I owe you more of an explanation. The other reason I said that it was going to potentially be a loss is the fact that I think we're going to get really up for that San Francisco game and potentially then overlook the Cowboys the following week. So that's a little bit more of the reason there. But to go on, talk about the Seattle game here, I agree. I think it's always difficult going into Seattle, and I even tried to find a way to potentially say it could be a loss, but you know, the fact that Geno Smith is still at the helm there, I think Pete Carroll's a great coach, but and Seattle's a tough place to play, but I couldn't find myself giving us an L there. I said we win against Seattle. Now I do think that if we lose, that it's going to be an easy win against the Giants the following week. But in this case, I said it's a Seattle win.
Wait, so Seattle wins?
No, a win in Seattle for us. Sorry. All right. Sorry, my bad.
All good. Rob, how's the use?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that scares me about this, like you said, Sean, is the West Coast swing. You know, I've seen the Eagles drop a few games on those. But I just, you know, I don't know. I just, nothing about them overly scares me. You know, Geno had a great year last year. Can he duplicate it again? I don't know. I certainly think our offense is way more dynamic than their offense, and can, you know, stand up to their defense. So, I have this as a win, actually. I'm not willing to concede the loss. If we do lose it, it won't shock me, but again, I just think this is one that we should win.
All right, Rob, Justin, grading it as a dub. And now this is why I kind of like their little stretch here. You got a Monday game against, it's not necessarily Monday night, it's Christmas Day. So you get the extra day of rest coming back from Seattle at home against the New York Giants. It's going to be a great Christmas. Going to give everyone Boston Scott touchdown bets and just open those and watch as Boston Scott runs roughshod over this dog shit New York Giants team. 100% confident in this game, in this victory. If I had to pick one game I was assuredly going to win for the Eagles, it would be at home against the Giants Christmas Day. Lock it up, Justin.
I went the other way with this one, Sean.
Wow.
I'm thinking around Christmas time. Play the game last season around Christmas time there against the Cowboys, I believe, and just being devastated by the loss. I mean, like you guys said, it's a turnaround. We'll have played Seattle, which I think is going to be a close game the previous week. I did say I think we get a win there, but coming back home against the Giants, I think we split the games against them this season. So they gave us an L here on Christmas Day. I do think, though, if we end up losing to Seattle, it's a win against the Giants. I think one of those two we lose.
Last 40 games against the Giants, Eagles are 28-12. Last 20 games, the Eagles are 16-4, and that doesn't even that does include the playoffs. So yeah, last 20 games, the Eagles are 16-4 against the Giants. So some of that includes that bullshit Carson Wentz cat. So I mean, feel super super confident. Rob, you're a real fan. Do we beat?
Yeah, I feel good about this Christmas Day at home. 4:30 game. Nation's going to be watching. You know, I just think we have the Giants number. I will say though, I do think they're going to play a much better game, make it tighter. I think certainly they were embarrassed last year by how we blew them out. And really swept them, including in the playoffs. So I do think it's going to be tighter. I don't think we, blow them out, but I do think at least this one is a win.
Lock it up. All right. Now, at home against the Cardinals, Jonathan Gannon coming in with his amazing defense.
Knows I may have to go to this one, Eagles. Sean.
It's New Year's Eve. Rob, hopefully we can get back from the game, get you in bed by 8 o'clock. It's an early 1 o'clock kick. You'll like that. You can nap on the ride back. I don't, again, this to me is like the Giants game. I don't see how they blow this game unless they don't need the game, which could be a possibility here coming down the stretch, but it's 2 weeks out. I still think it could mean something for seeding. I'm going to give the Eagles a W against the Cardinals team. I'd be surprised if Kyler Murray plays. This feels like the Cards are not going to be a great season for the Cards. I mean, they're 25-1 to win their division, which is insane. Maybe they shock the world and put something together. It's tough to see it right now. But yeah, I'll take the Eagles knocking out the Cards here. Rob?
Boy, there's no way Gannon is coming into Philly.
Will he get booed?
yes, oh, absolutely.
I know.
Come on.
It's just funny that people will be like, John, he took the Eagles to the Super Bowl and now they're booing him.
He is absolutely dreading this game, and you know it.
Oh, as he should.
And this game will not be close. As long as we need to play this game, it is not going to be a close game. We are way better than from them from a talent perspective, from a coaching perspective. There is no reason we will lose this, and I can't wait to see Jonathan Gannon come back.
Yeah, I'm with Rob here. You can chalk it down as a win for us here at this point.
Yeah, it's tough to imagine a competitive game where we're losing to the Cardinals at home.
He's probably already planning not how to avoid the media that week.
Yeah, he's only accepting calls from teams who want to hire him during the playoffs while he's supposed to be getting ready for the Super Bowl. All right, last but not least, Eagles in Giants Stadium. Again, we own the Giants. We dominate the Giants. We are going to sweep them. We beat them 3 times in a row last season. Yeah, will one of the games be close? Sure. Either way, they're going to win both games. Give me the Eagles, locking it up, closing it out with the dub, as they hopefully roll into the playoffs here. Although I'm predicting right now that they make it to the NFL playoffs. Rob, how say you? Eagles at Giants, last game of the year.
I'm going to pin this as a loss, actually.
Okay.
And it could be for multiple reasons. It could be one, the Giants finally step up and beat us, or it could be that we don't need the game and our guys aren't playing. But I think to me, I'm going to put this as a loss. I think that gets me to 5 losses. That seems reasonable to me, 12-5, you know, coming back with the strength of schedule. So that's where I'm going.
Justin, you're on the clock. Your final win-loss prediction for the 2023 Philadelphia Eagles season, you have them doing what?
I give us the win here. I think we win. Wow. As Rob pointed out, I mean, I think it's potentially could be a loss depending upon where we're at in the season. But at this point, I think we're going to need it because I had us 10-6 at this point. So I think this puts us at 11-6 for the season, looking at this conservatively. And I'll be happy if we get anything above that.
Wow, love it. Low expectations haven't been Tandy. I, of course, am the best fan. I had the Eagles going 13-4. Rob, second best fan with his record of 12-5. Justin, third best fan on the podcast at 11-6. But to confirm, you do have them making the playoffs, right?
Yeah, I think we could still make the playoffs with 11-6. Yeah, absolutely, Sean. Why not?
So we're like a 7 seed going on the road.
we'll be able to get in there. Don't worry about it, buddy.
All right. Hey, that was fun. I mean, it's just fun that we have the schedule. So much to break down. Eagles didn't do OTAs. We didn't talk about that. Rob, you run a tough shop as an owner. Are you Eagles didn't have OTAs there. I think every other team did. Are you worried about the Eagles not having OTAs?
You know, what's up with that? They did have a rookie thing, right? Because the rookies were in there and they were doing a few things.
Yeah,
but,
I think it was
rookie. They didn't do OTAs at all.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, who are you firing? I'll be honest, I don't love that. I think it would have been good for a multitude of reasons. One, just to get the veterans or the other guys in there with the rookies and start acclimating them and hopefully picking up some good habits. So, I mean, I'm not going to question it. You know, Sirianni and them, they've done what's right, but I would have preferred they have one personally. I do run a tight ship as an owner.
I guess they had like a 1-day thing. I don't know. So they don't have a mandatory mini camp. It's just them and the Bengals that don't have that. So they have something on May 30th. And then June 1st through 2nd, June 5th through 6th, and then June 8th. So it seems like first week in June, we'll be getting a lot of stuff happening there. And I'm sure.
Yeah, they're doing like a 3-phase OTA from what I'm reading. So they're still having them. I think it was,
it was just maybe that like first intro OTA. Okay.
Yeah, I hadn't read anything the mini about camp, it. So I don't know. I'm just hoping personally that the Sixers don't hire Howie away.
They could never. I mean, all the players would quit. You know, you bring it in great talent, actually try. And that's not Sixers basketball. He would have no place in the Sixers organization. All right. Hey, that'll do it. We'll be back talking more Eagles offseason. I'm sure there'll be some news breaking, or we'll hit on some OTAs, some early rookie talk. There's still plenty to go here for the Eagles offseason. Toss us a nice rating review. Again, toss us a nice Dallas sucks. Always love to see that in the unless you think Dallas is awesome. If you're listening to this podcast, you think Dallas is awesome. I don't know why you're listening to this podcast, but you shouldn't be. You should be listening to whatever bullshit podcast you Cowboys fans listen to. So subscribe, toss us a nice 5-star review shitting on the Cowboys. Give us a follow on Twitter at DiehardEagles52. For the Diehard Eagles podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, I'm Sean, stacking the money green. For Rob, for Justin, go Birds!
Go Birds.
Go Birds.